Well, Alexander Downer's role at the centre of an international ruckus continues, with the Australian ambassador to the US now publicly defending Mr. Downer from allegations that he played an orchestrated role in creating the Mueller inquiry into Russian influence in US politics. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, one of President Trump's closest allies, made the suggestion in a recent letter to the Australian government. The remarks centre on the now infamous drink that Mr. Downer had with Trump campaign adviser George Papadopoulos one night in a London wine bar. For more on this, I spoke to Professor of International Law Hilary Charlesworth from the University of Melbourne, and I started by asking her whether Alexander Downer had actually done anything wrong.
No, not at all. I mean, this is precisely the behaviour that would come within the rubric of the behaviour of a diplomatic official, making connections, sending information home. I don't think there's been any suggestion yet that this could possibly be illegal under the laws, the relevant laws there would be, the laws of the United Kingdom, where it took place. I understand that the United States government, well, the presidency might be upset that this had somehow triggered the Mueller inquiry, but there couldn't be a suggestion that there was anything intrinsically illegal, on the contrary.
So given that, are you surprised then that in May, our ambassador to the US, Joe Hockey, sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr saying that the Australian government stands ready to assist Barr's inquiry into the Mueller probe and that Alexander Downer doesn't work for the Australian government anymore?
The surprising element of that letter, I can't comment on the politics. I understand why one politically might be the ambassador might be interested in helping the United States, but his reference to the fact that Alexander Downer was no longer working for the Australian government is irrelevant to the status of his remarks. Alexander Downer was covered, everything he did as High Commissioner, even if he'd done something quite illegal, would have been covered by diplomatic immunity. I hasten to reinforce that clearly, Alexander Downer was acting as every good diplomat should. There's no suggestion of illegality. But even if what he did verged on something illegal, there is no question that under the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, to which Australia is a party, the United Kingdom and the United States, his behaviour would be completely covered by that, whether he is currently an employee of the Australian government or not.
This week, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wrote a letter to Australia saying it appears that US law enforcement and intelligence communities relied on foreign intelligence to investigate the 2016 presidential election. So relied on foreign intelligence from countries, including us, to launch the Mueller inquiry, including accepting information from an Australian diplomat who was directed to contact George Papadopoulos and relay information from Papadopoulos to the FBI. What are they saying there? What is Graham saying there?
Well, I found that, given the facts as we understand them, to be quite extraordinary. And one wonders about the sort of legal advice that Senator Graham is receiving in casting those aspersions. Given that the account that Alexander Downer has given consistently, this was a meeting set up through staff at his embassy. This meeting was suggested to him by one of his advisors from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. So the characterisation by Lindsey Graham in his letter seems to cast a completely inaccurate spin on that meeting. I think that all the correspondence suggests that there's a huge dose of politics being stirred into this particular issue.
Professor Charlesworth, thank you.
Pleasure.
Professor of International Law, Hilary Charlesworth.